A lineup of important guests, including Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald at 8:35, Nolan Findlay at 8:49, Sheriff Michael Bouchard back at 7:49, and the person, point person for WJR following this horrific story. And the more information that comes out, the worse it gets. Let's check now on the latest on the Oxford school shooting. Along with schools closing today, there's more bad news about this thug. And Marie Osborne, our WJR senior news analyst, has been on top of this since the shooting began. Marie, good morning.
And good morning, Paul. Let's get a quick overview here of the story so far this morning. The accused shooter, 15-year-old Ethan Crumley, was arraigned yesterday, charged as an adult. Four counts of first-degree murder, one count of terrorism, seven counts of assault with a deadly weapon, 12 counts of possession of a firearm. Prosecutor Karen McDonald said there was a mountain of digital evidence as well as other evidence that led to these charges. And she said this is not an impulsive act. The evidence, she says, shows this was a premeditated act. There may be more charges coming, she said, including for the parents who were seen at the defendant's video arraignment yesterday afternoon. Sheriff Bouchard says the shooter never had contact with police in the past. However, according to Bouchard, the school also had contact with the suspect the day before and the day of the shooting due to behavior in the classroom that was concerning. The suspect's parents were brought to the school on the morning of the shooting for a face-to-face meeting. He wouldn't elaborate on what was said in that meeting, but he said it took place in the morning, and then this shooting took place right before 1 p.m. Bouchard says there is no evidence that the student was bullied. Sheriff Bouchard also corrected something important. Earlier information that the shooter had 18 rounds, not 7, on him when he was arrested. He said they actually found 30 spent shell casings at the school. And Paul, I know you remember, because we talked about this viral video that we saw of what appeared to be students in a classroom and someone knocking on the door asking to be let in.
Right.
Here's what Mike Bouchard had to say about that.
We've now been able to determine that was not the suspect. Excuse me, more than likely it was one of our plainclothes detectives, and he may have been talking, bro, in a conversational manner to try to bring them down from the crisis, to say, come on, bro, let's get out of the classroom, let's get you outside, let's get you, that kind of comment. The suspect, we have now confirmed by analyzing all of the video from the time it began to the time we took him into custody, never knocked on a door.
By the way, he had mentioned that yesterday morning to us. He wanted to dispel the rumors and the myth of that video, which, by the way, keeps getting played on national news shows as if that was the bad guy knocking on the door. So there's not a lot
can
control at a time like this, unfortunately.
Right. And one last thing that we want to mention again are these schools that are closed today. Districts have closed after receiving threats of violence in the wake of the Oxford shooting. They say they want to close their doors in an abundance of caution. We're looking at Avondale Schools, Bloomfield Hills, Holly, Rochester Community, Troy, Warren Consolidated, Clarkston, Lake Huron Community, Lake Orion, Walled Lake Consolidated Schools, and Clawson Public Schools. And we have this, of course, on WJR.com.
It's a lot of schools.
It is.
A lot of schools, more than one would have guessed. And so, as we say, double check at WJR.com and whatever other sources you use to make sure school is in session. Nothing worse than getting your kids to school with school not open. So, that's just one of the offshoots. I specifically stayed away from talking about the potential for copycats because I didn't want to give anybody any ideas, but people get their own sick ideas. And here we have, just on this one sheet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 schools and school districts. So many, many, many schools that, out of an abundance, or as they say, overabundance of caution, as you put it well, Marie, they're closed. And I don't know how long you close. I don't know how long you can run away from this. But who can blame anybody for being extra nervous? And one of the other things that's been corrected, you started to talk about it, is how many bullets this thug actually had in his gun. It was more, as Michael put it, it was more like seven bullets in his pocket, which they thought there was seven bullets in the gun. There were far more bullets in the gun than seven, which means far more people than seven could have been shot if the officers hadn't gotten there so quickly and if this coward did not stop right at that very moment. And he stopped as soon as he saw the police. And my goodness, that this would have been an even worse story if that's possible. It's bad enough with four dead and the number that have been injured and some still fighting to live. It's just a horrific story. We will have the Oakland County Prosecutor, Karen McDonald, on at about 8:35. And what was disconcerting in what she's been saying, and maybe it's been clarified and you can tell me again, she said there's been some more information discovered that's quite concerning. Is it what is now being talked about in the news, the fact that he had detailed his plans in a video and that he had a journal? Or is there something else about this guy that we're going to learn that's going to be make him even worse, if that's possible? Do you have any idea?
We don't have any idea. Yesterday, some evidence was given at his arraignment. The issue of those diaries came up and so on at that arraignment. Now, she also stressed, and she's probably going to talk with you about this today as well, Karen McDonald, and that is that prosecutors have to be very, very careful about what they say now. They can't say anything that may in some way jeopardize the evidence in this case. They have to prosecute this case. They want a good case to go forward and to go to court. They want to be able to convict this person. That's what they believe. So they're being very quiet about what type of evidence they're finding exactly. It'll come out. We'll see what she has to say to you today, Paul. But no, she has not given any indication onto what that is.
The good news, and there is some, we have to dig for it, but certainly it's good news that the conditions of the victims is improving. The 14-year-old male discharged yesterday afternoon from McLaren Hospital, Pontiac. A 17-year-old female in stable condition with a neck gunshot wound. 14-year-old female has improved from critical to stable gunshot wound to the left chest and neck. A 17-year-old female remains in critical condition with a gunshot wound to the chest over at St. Joseph Mercy, Oakland, in Pontiac. And again, the following have been discharged. 15-year-old male who suffered a left leg gunshot wound was discharged Tuesday. 17-year-old male with a hip gunshot wound discharged Tuesday also. And the 47-year-old female teacher who suffered a gunshot wound to her left shoulder was discharged earlier from McLaren Lapeer Hospital. This guy was at close range, knew exactly what he was doing, where he was pointing his gun, where he was shooting these people, and apparently all of this premeditated. So, unfortunately, the worst that can happen to him is life in prison, but that's certainly hopeful that, as you say, nothing's a slam dunk, and they have to be very careful with what they say right now, but that's what we're looking at. Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst, on top of this story from the first shot being fired, basically, and will continue to be here on WJR.